supermarket checkout scanner in 1992. He didn't care much about the internet either, nor for that matter did the brilliant young entrepreneurs at Microsoft. In that year, the number of internet nodes passed 1 million. The next year, the new president, Bill Clinton, acquired an email address at whitehouse.gov. But few people knew these things. Mainstream newspapers would not print that obscure term, internet, without adding an explanatory phrase like, global network of computers and their interconnections. I know, because from time to time I tried to use the word in the New York Times. 1 year later, everything was different. Something like this happened at the end of the previous century, a shift in the world's size and topology. When the new technologies of electricity and the telephone began to penetrate everyday life, people were amazed, confused, awestruck, and then, almost as rapidly, cured of their surprise. In the 1890s, only a tiny fraction of the wealthiest and most futuristic Americans actually had electricity flowing to their homes, and their typical appliance inventory comprised a single incandescent light. They often had to unscrew the bulb if they wanted to plug in something else. Wall outlets would come along eventually. But pioneers like General Electric and Western Electric and Westinghouse Electric already promoted a complex wired lifestyle, organized around the electric coffee pot, 1891, the electric fan, 1893, corn popper, 1909, cigar lighter, 1911, and alarm clock, 1915. The Bell telephone companies, meanwhile, were encouraging women to consider shopping by telephone, electronic commerce. At the turn of the century, even in California, which led the nation in telephone density, penetration had only reached about 6 households per 100. But those new identifying coordinates, telephone numbers, were beginning to appear in advertisements and business cards. The word spread quickly. After all, communications form the essence of this makeover of the landscape. People who were, 1 year, discomposed by the act of shouting hello into a small mouthpiece became in the next year experts on the changing social patterns of their own lives. Loneliness, both urban and rural, was to be banished. In emergencies, help was only a phone call away. Time and space were annihilated, people said, and Einstein was just a teenager. Of course, another technological surprise was rolling around the corner. The social historian Claude Fisher found this shocked headline in an Antioch, California newspaper from 1906. Many deaths due to devil wagon. Dead and unconscious forms left in wake of speeding automobiles operated by reckless chauffeurs. So, if we sometimes found ourselves in the 1990s alternating between shock and wonder, we weren't the first. We didn't quite see cyberspace until we got there. Then again, our ancestors had glimpsed it 100 years earlier. The news of the world is gathered from its four corners in less than a second's time, declared the president of the National Electric Light Association in 1896. And he was describing his present, not our future. The softest whisper of the human voice is transmitted 1,000 leagues. Night is turned into day, darkness into light. The waste forces of nature are harnessed and wafted like spirits, unseen and instantaneously over mountains and rivers, miles upon miles. In reality, these transformations were far slower than they seemed. The diffusion of innovation took decades, where now we think in terms of years. For both electricity and the telephone, roughly a half century passed in the United States between commercial introduction and something resembling true ubiquity. Consumers of technology learn to be nimbler now, to skip lightly across the years, to pass with barely a tremor from vinyl to CD, from punch card to microdrive.